Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Denver at Mohawk's Edge Summit meeting, and I'm now with Dave Chambers, the director of flooring with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I always enjoy being with you. You've actually been at Nebraska Furniture Mart for 22 years, right?
That is correct, yes. It's been a great career. Started as a carpet salesperson and worked my way through several different positions and been in my executive role now for almost 7 years.
I've actually been to many of your stores. They're interesting. They're mega stores. You have four of them. You have one in Omaha, which is the mothership where you work, in Kansas City, in Dallas, in Des Moines, and you've got one to come in Austin, Texas, right?
That is correct, in a suburb called Cedar Park. We're working on those plans, and probably a couple years yet before we get that store open, but we're excited about that market and that community, and it's going to be another successful store for us.
So you sell in these stores floors, appliances, furniture, and electronics, and all those things kind of go together, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, we're the nation's largest home furnishing store, so we strive to have those home furnishing products all in one place as a destination shop for those consumers, and we want to create an environment for them to be able to come in and outfit their entire home without having to shop in multiple places.
And you're owned by Berkshire Hathaway, right?
That is correct. It's a great family to be a part of.
So how's business right now?
I don't think this year is going to end up the way really most dealers or even manufacturers hoped it would. We're definitely, you know, off a little bit from our budget, there's no question. But we've seen some positive turnaround in the last probably 6 to 8 weeks. Traffic has picked up. We've had a really strong November and so far through December. So very cautiously optimistic about the first half going into it next year. But we'll gladly see the traffic keep coming in if they want to.
To translate what you just said, sales are down just a little bit, but you're huge. I mean, according to our estimate, we top 100 retail list in November. You're $180 million in sales with four stores. Impressive. And one of the reasons we'd like to talk to you is you have point of sale information. You know exactly what's selling in your store. And you know, you can tell us not only I'm X percentage carpet to hard surface, but you could tell us by SKU what's outpacing from the year before. So that's great information. And you were just telling us in our November issue that you're seeing a little uptick in carpet and in hardwood, right?
Yeah, that's accurate. And it's continuing to December. Those two categories are still seeing some success. Laminate is seeing some success out there. Our area rugs, you know, continued. They're a shiny spotlight for us this year. While some other categories have struggled, area rugs has maintained a pretty good sales trend all year long for us.
So to all you retailers out there that dropped your rug department, listen to Dave. So anyway, I'm talking to you today for many reasons, because you're a friend, but also you were named today as the Central Region Caristan Retailer of the Year. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was wonderful to be awarded with that. Caristan's a great partner with us. Humbled by it, really.
And you came here with some of your team to actually enjoy receiving the award, right?
That is accurate. We always bring our buyers along with us. We've got our divisional merchandise manager, Eric Capernas, with us, our carpet buyer, Aaron Godden, and our hard surface buyer, Randy Petrowski. We're all here.
So why do you think Mohawk picked you?
Well, that's a great question, Kemp. They might be the best one to ask that question too, but if I had to guess, I would think the level of partnership that we've seen from them this year. They've been exceptionally easy to do business with. They've brought new creative ideas on how to partner with us to grow our business, and it's worked. They're one of the few manufacturers, brands that are seeing year-over-year gains right now with us. So I think all those things combined with, you know, great relationship, those are the things I would probably guess is why they made. But, you know, maybe they have something else they'd like to throw in there. You have to ask them.
Well, they said in a luncheon today that they're recognizing the best of the best. So they just want to make sure that you know that they think you're the best in that region.
We appreciate the comment. We're flattered. You know, we're not the biggest. We do really well in our segment. We think that we provide the consumers a great shopping experience for flooring. We feel like we give flooring a great name in our markets. And yeah, we're very honored to be awarded with that from Caristan.
So we're a day and a half into being in Denver at this meeting, and you've walked through the products they're introducing for 2025 and the programs. Give our listeners a couple of examples of things you've seen that you like.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got some great launches this year. I think one of the key ones is their new Solitech R story. You know, it's a great sustainable product story, a new spin on the PVC-free, you know, luxury vinyl products that are out there. I think the key thing with that is going to be how do you tell the story in the store in the showrooms. And so, you know, we've been giving that feedback to the Mohawk Karastan team that that's going to be a key element. You can't just put it on the floor. You got to tell that story because it's an impressive story and it's great looking product. I'll also say, I think the Karastan WPC launch this year is really strong. They did a really good job with the looks. I also, even the Karastan laminate, they've got some looks out there that I've not seen, and I honestly didn't even think it was laminate when I saw it the first time. Very impressive. I got to mention Karastan Black. I mean, that program itself, while it being, you know, a niche category out there, the presentation, the product, it's going to do well in the market for sure. A
couple comments. You're talking about their PVC-free product, Solidtech R. It's made out of recycled PET bottles, and it's got a melting point of 500 degrees as opposed to PVC, which is around 300. So it's extremely dimensionally stable, and they show that by putting it in an oven. Make sure the listeners understood that. You mentioned Karastan Black Label. They now are, this year, importing, not making themselves, a line of upper end, really well-made, distinctive rugs, which you can do ball-to-wall, but most people do them in rugs, and they're rolling out that as well.
Yeah, and the styles are beautiful. I mean, they did a really good job. The merchandising concept that they selected really, I think, speaks to the brand Karastan, and it elevates that product. I love how they actually even blended some hard surface sample with some of these high-end fashion products. It tells a great story, and I think it's going to be a great addition to their lineup.
You know, I'm a big fan of independent retail. And real quick before we run out of time, I want to point out, you know, if you come to a Gaylord and you look at the property around the building, they build a moat. They don't want you to leave here and go to another restaurant or go to another store. They want you to stay here. And, you know, in Omaha, you guys have done the same thing. You have this huge parking lot, and it's all Nebraska Furniture Mart. And you recently let Floor & Decor build a store in your parking lot, and they sell flooring. And you're telling me that that still has not been a mistake because you service the customer, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, there's no doubt that Floor & Decor is a strong competitor and a strong retailer in the flooring segment. And, you know, it was a strategic decision for us to have them close to our store. We strongly believe that the consumers that will shop there will shop us as well, and we will win when it comes to the service level standpoint. And I think they're getting some sales, there's no question, but I don't feel like we've lost any market share to them in any significant manner at this point.
All right, Dave, congratulations again on being the Central Region Karastan Retailer of the Year. Again, been talking to Dave Chambers, the Director of Flooring with Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.